Hello. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? Sometimes it can really be that simple. But now that we are talking, we must move on to more important things, more important questions like, how have you been? And how's the family? And who are you anyway? I don't know you from Adam, Eve, or the serpent, and who let you in here? And just who the hell do you think I am anyway? Well, now that we've gotten those out of the way, and obviously I can't frighten you off with my questions, we must now truly speak. Are you aware that inside all of us is a conundrum, and lovingly folded inside it is an enigma, and enclosed in an envelope inside it is a paradox, and when you dial the right combination, you get a quandary, and when you pry open the quandary, you get nothing. Absolutely nothing, because all of this is a ruse to keep your attention away from the second shelf down from there, next to the broken telephone and the bowl of rose leaves, where sits the shoebox. Inside the shoebox, you would find reams upon reams of letters you will never write. You do not write them for reasons of fear that transcend the haunting memory which is the written word, or the liability which is flesh-made verse. You do not write them for fear that if you write them, you will wish to send them. And if you wish to send them, you will either realize that you have no one to send them to, or perhaps worse, that you do. If you have been at this for long, you do not bother to meet these people who you would write these letters to. You simply file the pages in no particular order in the shoebox for the moment that will probably never arrive, the moment in which you might need to skim over lines which do not and should not exist. And you take comfort in it. You will simply buy a cat. And then another when the first gets lonely. You'll believe it. Still, the gnawing question remains. If the blank after dear were to bear fruit, would it be succulent and sweet or a wax facsimile? In the case of this emergency, if someone were to actually walk up and say, "Hello," you would know exactly how to act. You would know exactly what to say. You have the moment mapped out in your head down to your last exhalation of breath. Still, when you're standing there on aisle 10, with poison in cart and bag of corn chips in hand, and he or she asks if you're married, you'll say no, but not ask for his or her number. The shoebox's lid is closed, and there are rubber bands holding it so.